Many years ago, just before my wife and I got married, we went out one night to a movie. When we came back to my apartment, the front door had been forced open, and the apartment was burglarized. The thieves had taken what you might expect: stereo equipment, CDs, a pile of loose change, a couple pieces of jewelry. The police came and took a report, and the apartment handyman came over to secure the broken door for the night. When everyone had left, I laid sleeplessly in my dark apartment, anxiously listening to every noise, wondering about my safety, and feeling anxious and violated. I thought about the next day and what needed to be done. The door needed to be permanently repaired, and I needed to do a more thorough inventory of the apartment to see if there were things missing that I needed to add to the police report. I also knew that at some point the next day, I would call home and talk to my mother and let her know what had happened. Lying in the dark, I played out that phone call in my head. I knew how the call would go. I would tell her what happened, describe the various details of the broken door and the missing possessions. She would ask me if I was okay and if there was anything she could do for me. Then, when there was nothing more to say about the break-in, there would be a short pause, and we would then start talking about other things: my siblings, extended family, and local events in the small town where I grew up and she still lived. And the next day, when I got around to calling her, as if we were reading from an ancient script that was written before the dawn of time, we had the exact conversation that I had imagined the night before. When we got to the end of our discussion about the break-in, and the conversation pivoted to a more normal topic of family and friends, I felt something shift deep inside of me. Something that told me that everything was going to be okay, that I was going to be okay. At that moment, I knew that over time, I would start sleeping again, that I would eventually stop panicking as I approached the front door of the apartment after I'd been out, and that my feelings of anxiety and sense of being violated would slowly and gradually fade and heal. In today's reading from John's Gospel, Jesus says, "My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me." Jesus compares himself to a good shepherd whose sheep recognize his voice and follow him where he leads. In this Gospel reading, we are reminded that God speaks to us in many recognizable voices. And I would suggest that none is more familiar or more powerful than the voice of a mother. Whether you become a mother through the biological birthing process, or by means of adoption, or by being a foster parent, or through an informal adoption of stepchildren, whether you are a grandmother, a godmother, a favored aunt, or an involved neighbor, whether your lambs call you mom, mommy, or mother, whether your sheep call you grandma, meemaw, mama, mimi, nona, or bubby, or maybe you are on more of a first name basis with your stepchildren, foster children, godchildren, your students, or those kids you coach on that team. As a mother, when you speak to your children, you speak with the voice of Christ, and your sheep and lambs follow where you lead. With the voice of Christ, you have the ability to calm your flock when the storms of life roll through, leaving anxiety and despair. with the voice of Christ, you can fill your sheep with courage when the dangers of the world threaten from the shadows. With the voice of Christ, you have the power to soothe and heal your lambs when they lay injured and broken in a burglarized apartment. God speaks to us in many voices, but none is more familiar or more powerful than the voice of a mother. To my mom, Barbara, back home in Illinois, thank you for being the voice of Christ to me and my siblings for all these years. To my wife, Lisa, thank you for being the voice of Christ to our daughters. And to all women who are the voice of Christ to your sheep and lambs, thank you for your power and strength and your witness to your faith through your motherhood. May God bless your day with an abundance of peace and love, and may you all have a most joy-filled Mother's Day.